So good morning, happy Christmas. Come on, you can do better than that. Happy Christmas. Very good. Okay, for those of you that were at our carol service on Sunday, you'll have heard me speaking on anticipating and looking forward to Jesus' birth. And I'm going to spend a few minutes unpacking this a little more. But before that, we're going to start with a game. So I once spent, if you can put the next slide up please, Agnes. I once spent 2 hours in a cramped minibus on a windy road through the Albanian mountains playing a game called I Went to the Shop. Who's played that game before? Yeah. Do you like, brother, do you like my lack of beard? You can tell it's me, right? Just about, I think. I went to the shop. The idea of I went to the shop is that you start with letter A and you go, I went to the shop and I bought an apple. And then the next person says, I went to the shop and I bought an apple and a banana. And the next person goes to the shop and goes, I bought an apple, a banana and a carrot. And then you keep going and it's a memory game to see how long you can get through the alphabet. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Parents, if you're doing a long journey over the next few days, I know there's some travellers from down south, this is your game for on your way home. So thing, kids, it's what we used to do before we had phones in cars, okay? Now, we got so good, we went through the alphabet twice on that trip to Albania. Yeah, I know, we were very good. Now, we're going to do a game of it now. You're hard work this morning, aren't you? But it's with a Christmas twist. It's going to be called My Christmas Dinner Will Have. Oh. Doesn't have to be the alphabet, just individual items from a Christmas dinner. So I need some volunteers to come and help me. Very good. If you would like to join, come to the front. You will get chocolate if you participate.
Participate? You don't even have to win.
You don't have to win. There's no winning. We're going to need more than this lot. Come on.
Oh, no.
Any adults are any good at memorising things? Possibly. Well done, Julie. Okay. So the idea of this is that we will say, I went to the for my Christmas dinner, I will have, and you say one thing from your Christmas dinner that you will be having.
Yeah.
And then you will say, Julie's thing plus your thing. You will say, Julie's thing, Zebedee's thing, your thing. You will then say, Julie's thing, Zebedee's, Rachel's thing, your thing.
Sorry.
And then you'll keep going, okay? So the loads of stuff you can have on your Christmas dinner, just pick something. Once we've got one proper meat, I think we're going to keep, well, we can have two proper meats, plus pigs in blankets.
Three.
Otherwise, we'll just have all the roast dinner, all the roast meats, and then we'll have nothing else part of our Christmas dinner. So, Julie, you can start. You went, for your Christmas dinner, you're going to have?
Gravy.
Gravy. Somebody, for your Christmas dinner, you're going to have?
Gravy and pigs in blankets.
Gravy and pigs in blankets. Rachel, for your Christmas dinner, you're going to have?
Gravy, pigs in blankets, and stuffing.
Gravy, pigs in blankets, stuffing.
Gravy, pigs in blankets, stuffing, and turkey.
And turkey. Gravy, pigs in blankets, stuffing, and turkey.
Chicken.
No, so you've got to start with Julie. So we've got gravy.
Gravy, pigs in blankets.
Stuffing.
Stuffing, turkey, and chicken.
And chicken. Very good.
Okay, gravy, pigs in blankets, stuffing, turkey, chicken, and Yorkshire puddings.
And Yorkshire puddings. Are we allowed Yorkshire puddings?
No.
Yes. Okay. It's on that one, okay?
For my Christmas dinner, I'm going to have gravy, pigs in blankets, stuffing, turkey, chicken, Yorkshire pudding, and sprouts.
You didn't go for crumbly sauce? Wow, okay. For your Christmas dinner, you're going to have?
Gravy, pigs in blankets, stuffing, turkey, chicken, Yorkshire pudding, sprouts, and peas.
And peas? Julie? You thought you had it easy, didn't you?
Right, I'm going to have gravy.
Yeah.
Pigs in blankets, stuffing, turkey, chicken.
No, what have we got next? There was a...
Hang on a moment.
From here. From here.
Yorkshire pudding.
Well remembered, yes. Thank you.
Sprouts and... Oh, the last one.
Teeny tiny
peas. You had peas.
And?
and cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce, very good. Right, should we keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, right, come on, Zeb.
I'll have gravy, pigs and blankets, stuffing, turkey, chicken.
One of your favourites. Hurry up, yeah.
Oh, Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah. Your least favourites.
Peas, cranberry sauce and Yorkshire pudding.
We've already got Yorkshire puddings.
Roast potatoes.
First one of roast potatoes. Unlucky, Rachel. Was that your next one you're going to go for?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Let's go.
Gravy. Pigs in blankets. Stuffing. Turkeys. Chicken. Yorkshire puddings. Sprouts. Peas. Cranberry sauce.
The one that you wanted.
Roast
potatoes.
And...
Oh, what else can you have?
Green beans.
Green beans. Oh, I like that. Very good. Very classy. Right, go on, Toby.
Oh, no. My Christmas dinner, I'm going to have gravy, pigs in blankets. What were you?
Oh, I'm really full.
Stuffing.
Yep.
turkey, chicken.
Yeah.
Yorkshire puddings, sprouts, peas, cranberry sauce, potatoes, you again.
They're not baked, they're something else.
Roast potatoes.
Green beans. Well remembered.
And then, what else is there? We're running out of things.
There's parsnips to go.
Parsnips.
It's macaroni cheese.
What?
What?
Dad, where have you got this picture from?
Macaroni cheese. If you go to Toby Carvery, they have macaroni cheese on offer. You've got to have it, right? Kev, you're with me, aren't you, Kev? Yeah? There we go. Right, okay. Right. Shall we see if we can get to the end and then we'll call it quits? Okay. Go on then, Jack. You can do this.
Gravy, pigs in blankets, stuffing, turkey, chicken.
Yorkshire
pudding. Brussels sprouts. Peas. Cranberry sauce. Potatoes.
Yep. Something beans. What colour?
Oh, green beans.
What did you say? Oh, parsnips.
Parsnips, carrots.
And carrots, very good. Connor, Christy, you can do it.
Gravy, pigs in blankets.
Yep.
Stuffing, turkey, chicken, Yorkshire pudding, sprouts, peas.
Peas. Yep.
Potatoes. Green beans.
Parsnips. Very good. Things like that. The rabbit seat.
Carrots. Christmas pudding.
Very good.
Okay. Gravy, pigs in blankets, stuffing, turkey, chicken, Yorkshire pudding, sprouts, peas, cranberry sauce, roast potatoes, green beans, parsnips, carrots, Christmas pudding, and brandy butter.
And brandy butter. Right, Annie, this is the last one. Can you do it?
Probably not.
Yeah, you can. Believe in yourself.
Stuffing.
Gobble. Make your main thing.
Turkey, chicken.
Yorkshire.
Yorkshire pudding. Sprouts, peas.
Like a jam. Sort of like a jam.
Cranberry.
Sauce. Cranberry sauce,
well done.
Green beans.
Parsnips.
Oh, snips right up there now. So what the heck are you doing? Things in rabbit seat.
Carrots.
And then what do you have for pudding?
Christmas pudding. Butter.
Brandy butter, yeah. And
ham.
Very good. You all get one or two of those. And if anybody reckons they can do it at the end of my preach, then you can get something else, I'm sure. We can probably give you something else. There you go. See, wasn't that fun? Oh, you need to get some as well. Very good. Wonderful. Right, now, it does have a point, sort of-ish. So amazing as that description was, it sounds good, doesn't it? All those things. Who's kind of begun to whet their appetite already? Yeah. Looking forward to my macaroni cheese later.
I'm going to be disappointed.
I am. There's nothing like having it actually in front of you, is there? So you can have a long description of all the things, but actually it's when it's in front of you that it's like, oh, this is now good. And the promises given to Mary and Joseph are wonderful, but as you know, but it's only now, after Jesus' death, that we get to taste and experience them fully. See? There was a point to it. There we go. I appreciate the nod, Becky. It's like, oh, very good. Very clever of him. I know. I am clever. Thank you. So let's read those promises together for Mary and Joseph. So, the angel Gabriel spoke to Mary, saying, "You will conceive and give birth to a son. You are to call him Jesus. He'll be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." And then the angel said to Joseph in a dream, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin." I want you to notice how many times in these verses the angel says "will." Not possibly, not maybe, not could, but will. There was a certainty to what was spoken about Jesus, that it would come to happen. There's a certainty to it. How often have you heard someone say something like, "It will change your life. This present will change your life. This new air fryer, whatever it is, will change your life." We got one, it was awful. Maybe you're hoping for a present today that will change your life in some way. But the reality is that so often the things fail to live up to expectation, don't they? You can be excited, it can be a great present, but ultimately it can fail to live up to expectation. But Jesus doesn't just meet our expectations, he goes completely beyond them. Jesus fulfills all of the promises made about him without fail. Every single promise that was made about Jesus, he fulfilled completely. And so let's take a look at some of those from those verses now. You'll see them come up. He will be called the Son of the Most High. Jesus knew who he was. He was secure in his identity. In Mark 1:11, a voice from heaven declares at his baptism, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Isn't that the sort of words we want to hear spoken over us? That you are my beloved child. With you I am well pleased. Now my kids are still waiting for me to say that to them. I'm slightly grumpy at home. This is all a persona. They're not laughing. But Jesus walked through life not needing to seek approval from anybody. He didn't need to seek his approval from God. He was secure in his identity. He knew who he was. He was a beloved son with whom his father was well pleased. He knew his identity. And our culture, as you may see on the news, is in the middle of an identity crisis. People are unsure who they are and seek to find approval from all sorts of things. About which tribe do they belong to? How do they associate with themselves? But as Christians, we get to receive the same identity as Jesus did. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High. That is our identity. We are sons and daughters of the Most High. Kids, if you want to, there's a craft table as well you can play with, so feel free to go on that one as well. The second thing is that the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Jesus was given the throne. Jesus was given the throne that was rightfully his. The lineage went right back to Jacob. In Matthew 1, we see this lineage laid out before us. From Abraham through Jacob and Boaz and David all the way to Joseph and Mary. There's quite a lot of names in between. I couldn't fit them all on one slide. If you want to read them, they're all in Matthew 1. Jesus didn't rise on a wave of populism to grab the vote. He didn't grab the throne or control or power from anybody else. He didn't win an election. Nor was he a self-proclaimed leader or saviour, like we see in the political sphere at the moment, somebody saying, I can solve it all. His throne was secured from him from a long time ago. He is the rightful and he is the true king. So the question is, do you trust Jesus to be king of your life? He's not like the leaders of this world. He will never let you down. He will never lose his seat. The throne has been, is, and always will be his. He is always on the throne. Continuing, it says, he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Our world feels very unstable, doesn't it? Kingdoms that once felt established and safe are feeling less so. The world order that we once knew is beginning to look different. For people of my generation and younger, that is a very new thing. It's easy for us to feel uneasy and uncertain of what the future will bring. What's going to happen in the world? What's going to happen with this power or that power? It says in Psalm 46:6 that the nations rage and the kingdoms totter. Doesn't that sound like our world at the moment sometimes? But Jesus' kingdom will never fail or end. He is already seated on the throne, as we've just read. And he's in heavenly places, and one day he will return, making all things new and establishing his kingdom on earth for all eternity. Any trials or troubles or even joys that we have in this life are nothing compared to the eternal glory and joy of his eternal kingdom that we will experience if we follow him. That all the stuff of this world, which feels so important, and that's not to diminish it, it does, we're in it, aren't we? But all of that will pale away to insignificance when we meet Jesus face to face and we dwell in eternity with him. The joy of his everlasting kingdom is even better than the short-lived excitement of a new Christmas present. The joy that I'm sure some of you kids are feeling or that you're looking forward to receiving later today, that joy is nothing compared to the joy we will receive and have when we meet Jesus face to face. Finally, it says, as he said to Joseph, he will save his people from their sins. Again, it's a will. Finally, Jesus came to save. The promise of salvation is open to all of us. None of us deserve it, but like a generous present, it's something that is freely available to us all. This has happened once and for all at the cross, but also continues to happen as we bring our sin to Jesus regularly. There's a has been, but there's also the kind of the current of it as well. There's no condemnation. We have no condemnation as we follow Jesus. We get to live as free sons and daughters of the Most High. Remember, our identity is as sons and daughters of the Most High. So are you living your life free of the power of guilt and of shame, of sin? Jesus has and continues to save you from your sin, replacing it with new life in him. Jesus didn't come to earth at Christmas to make our lives a little bit nicer, to give us a nice story to celebrate once a year. That's not why he came. No, he came to do an incredible work, breaking the power of sin on our lives and one day restoring the whole earth back to perfection, that we may live for eternity with him. That's who we celebrate this morning. That's who we celebrate. That's what we're looking forward to. That's what we anticipate. It's not a lovely dinner. It's not a nice present. But we anticipate the day that Jesus will make all things new. And in the meantime, we get to dwell with him in this earth. He promises to be with us. And we get to celebrate that and enjoy that together as a church family. Jesus, thank you that you are the Son of the Most High. Thank you that you are the one seated on the throne. And your kingdom will never end. And thank you for saving us from all of our sin. Thank you for that all of these things are true and have come to pass and will continue to come. That it's not an if or a but or a maybe with you, but it's a will. Thank you that you are the God of the will, not of the maybe. Thank you that our trust is in you. So I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would come and fill us with an awareness of your presence and your joy for us today. In all of the festivities and the fun that we have through the rest of the day, Lord God, we want to know your presence with us, because ultimately today is about you. Come and have your way with us, Lord. Amen.